Kakadosh Boker Tov, we're just going to continue with we're going to start the halachot of Chag Shavuot, since this is Rosh Chodesh, so Chodesh Tov. So he says like this: V'shisha b'Sivan, on the sixth day of Sivan is Yom Chag Shavuot. After counting the Sefirat HaOmer, which continued for 49 days, which was the 7 weeks, and that's why it's called Chag of Shavuot, after the 7 full weeks. So it says Chomosh Le'mar Shiva Shavuot Ispolach, after the 7 weeks. V'asita Chag, you're going to make a Chag Shavuot La'Hashem Elokecha. V'amru Chazal Chachamim, say Lama Tala Ketuv Yom Chag HaShavuot B'Tzvira. Why is Shavuot dependent upon the Sefirat HaOmer, which is not like any other type of Yom Tov? Says because when we left Egypt, we were already told from the beginning that we were going to accept the Torah, we were going to receive the Torah 50 days later. So he says the Nun, Yetera, the extra Nun which is written Ta'avdun, that you're going to serve, instead of writing Ta'avdu, that you're going to work, says Ta'avdun, he says that Nun is the 50 days that we're going to receive the Torah later on. So he says, Zareh Avru Yom Echad, it passed already one day, and then it says, Avru Shnei Yamim, Chilala. So that's why, because of this, we started counting to show that we were actually so precious for us in order to come and to receive the Torah. So he says, some people say in Leil Chag HaShavuot, you're not supposed to do the Kiddush until it's 100% nightfall, right? He says, but if you're going to do it during the day, so you're lacking in the full 49 days. So he says, and it's written, Sheva Shabbatot Temimot Tiena, has to be Temimut. So he says, V'yesh Chulkim, some people argue that you don't have to worry about it, and that was the Minhag Pashut, Lekadesh, even Dumi Be'od Yom. So he says, V'imkomot Elu Avshar Na'akel Lachush Dvira Acharonim, Mantin Lekadesh Lechal Tzad Chachavim. Nachon Lasset, and he says, but if you're able to, it is proper to wait for the Kiddush at least, to do it at least after night. That means that Vit, you would be able to do it beforehand, right? But the Kiddush, it is proper to do it at night, even though technically Mitzad Adin, you're allowed to do it during the day as well. So it says, okay, then he speaks about Europe when it's very, very late, especially during this time. So he says, right, but Tfilat Arvit, for sure you could pray during the day, so there's no problem Mitzad Arvit, it's only the problem of the Kiddush in itself. Then it says there's a mitzvah la'lik nero b'lel Yom Tov. We have to make, there's a mitzvah for lighting candles on Yom Tov. We make the bracha beforehand. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Mitzvah Mitzvah la'lik nero shel Yom Tov. Okay, then this is the Rav Ovadia Yosef l'shitato, that he says that women do not make a shechianu during the halakat nerot. The minhag in Morocco and a lot of other places in the world was, the minhag was that they do say shechianu during halakat nerot. There's a Rav Ben-Zion Bashaul on it, and he says that we have what to rely on, so there's no problem whatsoever. Even he himself here says that you're not supposed to rebuke the women harshly for saying shechianu, right? But he says, right, that's the shita of Rav Ovadia Yosef. Now he says, "Chayav adam lechol pat b'seudat yom tov b'layla v'yom." So a person is obligated to eat bread during the seudot of yom tov, whether it's the nighttime or during the daytime. And therefore, if a person forgot to say yalev yavo, right, during birkat hamazon and yom tov, so if he remembered, right, so he says, "Baruch ata Hashem," right before Bonei Yerushalayim. So what he's supposed to say is he says, "Lamedeni chukecha." Right? Why? Because then you're just saying a pasuk, and you go back to Yalev Yavo. He says, if you already remembered only after you made Bnei Yerushalayim, so then there you say, where b'shem malchut denusach, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shenatan Yamim Tovim Lamo Yisrael, which is the little tiny brachot, which we have right afterwards, if you forgot the Yalev Yavo. Right? And then he says, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, he says, if you already remembered only after Tov Emetiv, so then he says, what happens is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, so then you should say immediately, Hashem Natan Yomim Tovim Yisrael. But if you already said, La'ada El Avinu, so he says, on the first night of Pesach or night of Sukkot, you have to stop and you have to go back to the beginning of Birkat HaMazon. But since it's Doraita, so therefore you would have to actually go back, because the first night of Pesach is a kezait of matzah doraita, so too is the kezait of bread on the first night of Sukkot, because they learn tutu, tetvav, the 15th. However, though, on the other yamim tovim, you would just say atova metiv and you wouldn't go back at all. We know that Rav Meshash actually argues on this, and he says that you do go back for the seudot of yom tov. So therefore, obviously, try not to get into this machloket. So he says there's no difference between a man or a woman to do with yalev yavo if they made a mistake, right? Except for the first night of Sukkot, because since a woman is exempt from the Sukkah, so that's why that's the only difference, that she would be exempt from the Birkat HaMazon over there, meaning that she wouldn't repeat it because she's not obligated in the Sukkah, so she doesn't have to eat a kezait in the Sukkah. On the night of Pesach, she is obligated of a kezait of matzah, so she's exactly like a man in every single regard. However, though, to do with the Birkat HaMazon here, she's not obligated. So these are a few of the halachot, but we'll continue throughout the week, right? Other halachot of Shavuot.